Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We're still trying to get Larry online, and hopefully we can do that. Just doesn't seem to want to be ringing, as usual. Anyway, while we're waiting, I wanted to make a mention of something that Biden said. Obviously, the communists are now coming out of the closet, Biden being one of them, says he's coming for the assault weapons as 2020 Dems urge new ban in wake of shootings. So they're all actually coming out into the open now. What a lot of folks don't realize is that the Second Amendment is the entire safeguard of the rest of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States. Without that Second Amendment, you don't really have a Constitution because you have no way to defend it. And this is why the communists, of course, want to destroy the First and Second Amendments. And Stoy, they want a new communist. I've got a copy of it, I think, is the one they'll probably put in its place. It's called the New States Constitution, where all the rights that are given, of which they're very liberal in all the rights they give. However, guess what? They can suspend them in times of national emergency. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
How you doing?
Oh, hanging in. What's up?
Well, had a lot of trouble reaching you, but anyway, I was just finishing up telling the folks about what the Constitution is there for. I'm sure most of the listeners already know that, and about the new state's Constitution and how all the rights they grant can be eliminated in times of national emergency, which is, of course, identical to the FEMA executive orders, if you want to call them that, and Homeland Security and DAA laws, where they can suspend the Constitution anytime they feel like. So we're there already. And I've read a lot of stuff about the waking of the guns since the shootings. And now we're finding out it was probably all a big false flag. It's all falling apart. But I never hear him talk about State Department document 7277 and the United Nations grab for the United States guns. I wish people that are talking about all this would really educate the American people on State Department 7277. But I guess they won't. What's the latest on all the rhetoric from the Democrats and everybody? Larry, what have you heard?
Well, I've heard that they just absolutely hate Trump completely. I've got an answer for you on that NDA UN thing that you wonder why they don't never talk about. It almost matches, you know, I've wondered, why don't they, you know, you've got the India taking Kashmir, ready to go to nuclear war. You've got the Prime Minister of Pakistan talking to China, trying to get China to assist them in an attack on India. And then you've got the Prime Minister of Pakistan addressing the media, warning of World War III or nuclear war at any time, and it's not in the press at all. So what I would say, Stuart, number one, Pakistan and India is very serious, and if they're not talking about it, it means it could happen. And so that also means if they're not talking about the UN gun grab, that's probably actually more critically ready to happen than banning guns or whatever.
Yeah, this whole thing is, like I said the other night, it's a scam operation. It's a communist coup that's coming right out into the open. The Republicans are involved in it. The Democrats are involved in it. And they're just going to, by piecemeal, slowly eliminate all the weapons. Now, the way the Constitution is worded, we should have the same weapons that the military has, which means machine guns if you want one, automatic rifles if you want one of those, semi-autos. Ever since the Second Amendment, they have begun to infringe every part of it, with the ultimate goal, of course, of a total takeover. And once the American people give up their guns, that's when the killing fields will start. I'm very concerned here about the 9th of Av, and I'll tell you why. Larry, I'd like you to chime in on this one. There is an alignment, a heavenly alignment, that aligns up with the Golden Gate Bridge. It has to do with the Golden Gate in the heavens and the Silver Gate that are in the heavens. I don't want to get into a long astronomical thing about that, but there is an alignment of Jupiter over Scorpio's head, and above Jupiter is the serpent holder, Ophiuchus, or however they pronounce that. It's the 13th constellation. They're all in alignment. And Saturn, the planet Saturn, is just over there on Sagittarius, which is the bow and arrow pointed to the galactic center. Here's the interesting part. On August 10th and 11th, this alignment takes place exactly as it did when they dedicated the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge. This means a lot. This is a very, very serious situation that is developing. As to what it means, I can't tell anyone. There are those who are claiming, well, that looks like maybe the rapture of the church. Could be. Could be an economic collapse. Could be a nuke attack. Could be a huge false flag. We'll get into some of that. Doesn't it seem odd to you, Larry, that we would have an alignment now on this year, 2019, that took place exactly the same time? The alignment's identical, by the way, as it was when they dedicated the Golden Gate Bridge. This does not happen by accident. This is a well-planned occult deal, and it just so happens it falls on the 9th of Av, which is a very, very sad time for Israel. We've gone into that, so we don't need to repeat it. What do you think? I mean, just kind of odd.
Yeah, this is really an interesting time frame we're in, and from some of the intel reports, matter of fact, interestingly, there was some posts came out today that, you know, even though we don't follow QAnon particularly, it appears that he actually forecasted the mass killings, and of course now he's in the crosshairs. You know, they're after him for conspiracy theories, if you will. I mean, give me a break. I mean, really, here we are. It's unbelievable where we've came. But, you know, I have to say this. You know, we have watched, you and I, we've warned for years, but we've watched, and I don't believe I've ever seen a time in especially the history of America, that it is so blatantly obvious that there is a communist coup underway, and it involves our own government and embeds within our own government. And I mean not only the deep state government, the New World Order deep state, but it also involves our own Congress and our own justice system, you know, including the Supreme Court, against a sitting president of the United States. And so, to me, for the American people to just give a wink and nod at an ongoing coup, I don't know what to say anymore. I can't defend them. I can't defend a single one of them. You know, it's obvious what's going on, and I've never seen a time that it was so blatant and right in the American people's face.
Yeah, there's a lot going on actually behind the scenes. I had an email, and we actually found the clip on Fox News where one of the broadcasters was reading about the shooting. I think it was the El Paso shooting, and gets partway through and says, "Oops, that hasn't happened yet."
No, that was, wasn't that the, was the shooting going to be reported at a, at a, at somewhere in Florida?
I'm not sure if it was Florida. I thought it was the El Paso shooting. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't.
Well, there
Florida
was another
shooting.
One that, that Fox, it was reported to preempted. They gave it, they it was supposed to happen in Florida from what I had heard. And see, what I had heard and some of the data I've seen, Stuart, that there was supposed to be five separate mass shooting attacks across the U.S. the same day. However, it's, the report I saw was that Fox, 30 minutes before the deal in Florida, I began to read about it, and they shut it down and didn't do it. But some of the others tried, and the two of them were very successful. But, Stuart, have you ever seen a time in history? Maybe it's because, Stuart, we've seen so many false flags up to this point, Las Vegas included, that we can spot one a mile away now.
Well, you would hope that the American people would be able to spot that stuff, but evidently they can't. They just lap it up. And, you know, this is all scripted stuff. And the wise ones are carrying on, and I think that's why the FBI just issued what it did, tinfoil hat conspiracies, in order to silence the truth tellers.
Yeah.
The FBI has been compromised for years and years and years, starting with Ruby Ridge, and then they went down to Oklahoma City. You had Waco, Texas, all of those things. So the FBI is totally compromised. I wouldn't believe a thing any FBI agent told me anymore. And I'm not really trying to slam good agents, but the way they operate and the way they move in, like they did in El Paso, immediately they move in, they take over the investigation like they did in Las Vegas. It goes from four shooters, which eyewitnesses saw, down to one. They will never change that scenario. And on and on it
Well,
goes.
Remember, Stuart, remember they did the very same thing with the Oklahoma bombing. They did the very same thing with the airliner shot down over New York. You remember that? The same thing.
Yep, and it's just, I don't know. What we have is a renegade, totally renegade government, and the American people have led it. So here's kind of an interesting headline. We are all enemies of the state. Draconian laws, pre-crime, and the surveillance state. Now, this is what's happening behind the scenes. They got everybody looking elsewhere at the fighting between the Democrats and the Republicans, the communists and the constitutionalists. All diversion tactics, because behind the scenes, all this stuff of that headline, draconian laws, pre-crime, and the surveillance state are now coming into full play, which has to happen for the New World Order to work. And here we are. I mean, what can you say? We're watching America fall down, America Babylon's falling down. What's going on over there in Pakistan? I was able to vet some of it, switching over to the war front. This does not sound good over there.
No, and that's why I say, Stuart, that it's very serious. When you have most of the media refusing to even talk about a threat of nuclear war that could happen at any time, Stuart, you know they're covering up. You know, when you and I have to dig to find little nuggets of real truth, you know, it's unreal, but that's the way it is. But we've got now the big powerhouses of the internet that's actually censoring, using their algorithms and AI and everything else they've got lined out. They're literally censoring the truth away from anyone that would really want to know, because if they're not, Stuart, if they're not, or, and we know the plan, you know, they will not warn you of nuclear war. They're not going to warn you if a missile's on the way to your house. That's the plan. Sure. And so if they're not going to do that, what they've done now, Stuart, is go down to the bottom of the rung, because they're scum suckers anyway, and they don't want you to find out even for yourself. So they're blocking all the news.
Yeah, it's incredible, the news that they really are blocking out from the American people. But again, the American people don't seem to care one way or the other, as long as they can get their football game, baseball games, etc. It's just too bad. Then Searcher Fall wrote a very interesting little, and you know, you have to have your warning sign. Trump readies nationwide emergency alert system in preparation for total media takeover. Now, that went down, interestingly enough, at 2:20 today, 22, folks, 11-11. He does everything by the Masonic numbers, which ought to be a clue. And the date was 7th, so that is a 15. If you had 8 plus 7 is 15, right? And 2019 is 12. If you add those two together, you get 27. And what's 27, folks? 9 times 3, or a 9, 9, 9. Flip it. What do you got? 6, 6, 6. Folks, I'm telling you, they're playing by the numbers. They're telling everybody what they have planned. So when she writes this, Trump readies national emergency alert system preparation for total media takeover, I believe it. I think that's probably exactly what's coming. I don't know what kind of an invasion we're going to have. I mean, we've got Spetsnaz troops here. We've got suitcase nukes in the country. We've got enemies all around. It could be an economic collapse. Maybe nothing. Maybe it's a spiritual event that's going to take place in the heavenlies, like the alignment. That means an awful lot to the occult, just like the star sign in 2017 on 9/23. All these dates have huge meanings, and everything that's going on around is tightening the noose around freedom's neck. So, anyway, what's going on over there in Pakistan? It appears to me like they're getting ready for, really are getting ready for a nuclear war over there. Have you heard any more?
Well, we know that they had, from the intel, if you believe the intel, they're getting, you know, they have got with China, Pakistan did, and of course India threatened China and Pakistan with nukes, and so the situation is growing up a little bigger. It appears to be going to the UN shortly for some kind of maybe a pushback against India. But what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that, you know, we had a most interesting covert intel deal come out, and I think I forwarded a copy of that. It said the planned major attack against U.S. Navy surface vessels in an unknown port. And according to the sources, this is coming out, this is chatter, just like it was picked up before 911, the original 911. Mm-hmm. And so we can't say that's true, because there's a qualification here. Hal Turner posted, he said, this is raw intel, unfiltered, unvetted, and unverified, and seemed to be involved with possibly a false flag planned, a naval attack that would be bigger than 911 in body count and actually start a war where we could declare war. And I was thinking, Stuart, there was a really interesting post today by Breaking Israel News. Israeli Navy assists U.S.-led naval force security in the Strait of Hormuz. I was thinking Israel wasn't going to get involved directly with Iran if the U.S. could help it, but here they are, Israel involved in this naval security movement, which involves a huge contingent of U.S. forces, and also we know that there's at least two or three British missile carriers there and a submarine, and this threat, you know, I don't know where it might come off. There was it was an unknown location, but boy, wouldn't that be an interesting location for a false flag that might sink a carrier or some of our ships, and then suddenly we declare war on Iran, and here you go.
Well, we're not above sinking our own vessels. Or I would say global deep state is not above sinking our own to start their war. Everybody wants their war. You know, the deep state wants their war. Iran really wants a war. They just don't know how to start it, I guess, because they need that 12th Ayman, which some people over there, some of the clerics said that was Obama. They felt, anyway, I think there were two or three of them that said that they felt Obama was the 12th Ayman. So this is all going to get very, very fascinating. I got a couple of, how do we call it, paranormal stuff I just want to hit on. Mysterious object spotted lurking in background of ISS, International Space Station, before NASA cuts the live feed. NASA cameras captured a UFO hovering near the International Space Station before the live feed was mysteriously cut. That's not the first time they've done that. Experts often dismiss them as space junk, but this is, I got a picture of it. That's not space junk. That is an actual, it almost looks like a space station. Remember that guy, Larry, that used to take the pictures of, I don't know how he did it, infrared or whatever, and he found all kinds of massive space stations circling the Earth at high altitude.
Oh, yeah.
Very high altitude.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is one of them. I don't know. Then the other one that's kind of interesting comes from, what's her name? Linda Moulton Howe. Yeah, see if I can find that real quick. Anyway, it's about cattle mutilations. And a rancher out there is got some serious trouble because he's losing a lot of his bulls. And what's interesting is there's no blood in them. So whoever's doing this is draining the blood, so they're taking the usual parts of the bodies. They're cutting them out with some sort of a laser weapon that cuts out the wherever they want, and then in turn cauterizes the wound. I don't know if they'd even have to. They've already drained all the blood. You've had some paranormal stuff down there, and that lake you go by. Do you think that's a portal of some type?
Well, that seems to be the old legends, and I've read up on them since I got here. It's very interesting, and in my period of living in Northeast Texas and Southeast Oklahoma, a lot of these lakes have been built to cover up ancient locations. It's a process, and then we learn from... if you'll remember from the guy that wrote about the Sky Fire, if you will,
yes.
You know, anyway, he said that he had been told by the UN that they were using a lot of the government agencies, including Corps of Engineers, et cetera, to actually go in and cover up locations of things they didn't want people to see or know about. So, yeah, they've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, this is amazing. Of course, what they cover up generally would prove out what the Bible has to say. This is really a spiritual war taking place in the physical world because they don't want people to know about the giants. They don't want people to know about the possible alien connection, that we have not been alone for a long, long time. They don't want the American people or the people of the world really to know about medical cures that are natural. So they cover all that up. I mean, it's just one cover thing after another. Here's the headline I was looking for. Five bulls bloodlessly mutilated in Harney County, Oregon. No bullets. No entry wounds. No outward signs of a struggle. No rope burns. No scattered hoof prints. No strangulation marks. The bulls look like they simply fell over and died. Folks, you're going to see more and more and more of this kind of stuff. Here's another headline for you. Here's the safest hideout in a zombie apocalypse, according to statistics. Now, why would they have something like that, Larry?
probably clues.
Folks, I think they know something's coming. I don't know if it's a cosmic wave that's going to change your DNA and therefore change your mental abilities. Some would ascend, possibly others would descend, and they know this is coming and therefore getting ready for it. I mean, even over in England, they had military operations. The CDC talked about it. It's just kind of strange. What else you got, Larry, before we leave?
Well, I was going to tell you that, you know, we're still having a lot of earthquake activity, and especially the center of the country out on the West Coast. But I saw local newspaper articles today how that a lot of the older coal mines that have been shut down in this region are collapsing. They're caving in. And to me, that's a sign something is up.
Yeah, they must have tremors. And maybe
they're actually, Stuart, what it is, they're caving in to the condition that people now are seeing holes on the surface of the ground you could actually fall into.
Yeah, they had a huge aquifer. I guess it was kind of a surface transport. What do they call those things? Kind of a canal that was both above ground and underground. It all collapsed, and it put 100,000 acres into jeopardy. Folks, we're having all kinds of things going on. I hope you are stocking up on your veggies and stuff like that. Even if it's canned stuff, at least you'll be able to eat. There's all kinds of stuff going on. It's just a heads up. We wanted to let you know this thing over there in Pakistan could really go anytime. And again, I guess I have to warn everybody, it's a real heads up for the 9th of Av or even tomorrow. There's a guy on the internet that's talking about tomorrow could be a bad day for everybody. The market's going kind of jittery. The gold prices have skyrocketed. Anything else, Larry?
Yeah, I was just going to mention, Stuart, that I did find my radiation iodine and just remind people that you might want to have a bottle around the house.
Yeah, you can get that, by the way, at Amazon. Just type in radiation iodine and go there and order it. They usually deliver very rapidly. And now would be the time to do it while you don't need it. It does keep for a long time. And last one is China just went nuclear in a trade war. There is no turning back now. What they've done is they've stopped all agricultural imports of the United States. They're going for broke. So, again, we're headed for trouble. And I don't know what else to tell people. We've been warning everybody for years, and here we are. So anyway, heads up, your redemption most likely is drawing near. Don't forget, to be off on the full moon, I think it's the 14th or the 15th, and to be off is love feast of Israel. The rabbis don't even really know what it means, but a Christian should know what it means. It's when a bride is selected out. So anyway, here we go. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll see everybody on Friday. If something breaks, we'll obviously do an update. So good night, everyone. Take care.